from their 1977 debut album, That's the Clash, doing their version of Police and Thieves. Yeah, Junior Mervin originally put that one out, but I threw that in there because it was co-written by Lee Scratch Perry, and we lost Lee Scratch Perry back in August 29th of 2021. One of maybe two covers that I'll be playing, not playing the original artist that I might be paying tribute to, kind of, just keep listening on that. Tell you some fun stories about that Lee Scratch Perry Clash connection if you're unfamiliar. So the Police do that cover on their debut album, and Lee Scratch Perry hears it. He's like, oh my God, these guys are great. Story goes, he actually stuck a photo of them up in his studios in like Jamaica. And he was in London producing Bob Marley, actually. And the Clash found out about that. And the Clash were wanting to record a single because their record label had actually released the song Remote Control unbeknownst to them. And they were really upset with that. So they wanted to go in the studio and they asked Lee Scratch Perry if he would actually produce the song. And he was like, oh, of course I will. And the song that came out of that was the song Complete Control. So if you have that debut album stateside, because in the UK it was released without Complete Control, that was not on the track listing. The US version has Complete Control on there, and it's a song about how the record label has complete control over the band, and they were really ticked off about that. But that's my Lee Scratch Perry connection with the Police. With the Clash, not the Police. I don't think they ever did anything together. With the Clash and Police and Thieves, the song, and my tribute here on the Viva La Mock radio program. All right, I digress. Let's get into what other songs I played. How about some UB40? Went back to their 1986 album, the title track, Rats in Me Kitchen. Interesting thing about that song is it featured Herb Alpert on it, and it's nice because UB40 was on A&M, Herb's label. That's the A in A&M is Alpert. But we lost two members of UB40 within about a little over 2 months of each other. Founding member Brian Travers, who played saxophone, passed away at the age of 62 on August 22nd. And then on November 6th, Terrence Wilson, who was actually known as Astro, did some percussion and vocals and wrote a lot of the songs. Wasn't the lead singer, but wrote a lot of the songs. He passed on November 6th. And an interesting story goes about that song in particular, they were working on, like, trying to work on this new album, and the lead singer, Allie Campbell, had moved into a new house. And it was troubled by rodents, as they would say. And Astro asked if he had any ideas for new songs. And Allie replied with, oh, God, I don't care about the album for a minute. I've got a rat in the kitchen. So what did Astro go do? He went and wrote that track in response. And actually sings vocals on that track. Sings the lead vocals on it. But we lost both Astro. He was 64. And Brian, members of UB40. Last year, before my little reggae influence set, I had a little hip-hop influence set of a couple songs. Some UTFO, which stood for the Untouchable Force Organization, with their 1985 hit, Roxanne, Roxanne. We lost Kangle Kid. The Kangle Kid, real name Sean Fakir, was only 19 when that came out. So do the math, 1985, 2022. Yeah, he was 55 when he passed away on December 18th. I just want to go back to some of my old school rap roots for that. And start off the entire set, speaking of some old school rap roots, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five gave us the message. Duke Booty, who was a co-writer and producer, passed away on January 13th of 2021 at the age of 69. I know all this excitement, all this celebration, And I almost forgot to like cue up my next song. But I can figure it out. Got about 30 minutes left in this program. It's a program called Viva Lamach. With a host named The Mockster. That's me. I'm The Mockster. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you want to say hi. Give me a request. Give me a comment. Critique my show. Do what you want to do. That's what email's for. We're gonna turn the next song back to 1976. The album was called A New World Record. And I'm talking about the Electric Light Orchestra. Lewis Clark, who was the string arranger for ELO in the mid to late 70s, passed away on February 13th of 2021 at the age of 73.
It's a terrible thing. Pittsburgh, Michael Nesmith here with Paul. You are listening to Viva La Mock. Aren't we lucky?
All men must have someone who never take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone.
for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Monkees wrapping up that set of music from the Headquarters album. Sadly, we lost Mike Nesmith in December 10th, at the age of 78. He had just completed a farewell Monkee tour. Monkees tour with Mickey Dolenz. And I actually had the opportunity to see that tour like a month earlier. Yeah, early November. I was out at the Palace in Greensburg. And I'm glad I did. Believe it or not, the only time I actually saw the Monkees perform, however, in the last 25 years, I randomly had a chance to meet all of the Monkees. It's kind of random, is it not? Before the Monkees, and the song was You Just May Be the One, if I didn't actually say that. I forget what I say sometimes. The Laws, I played The Laws with their little power pop gem from the early 1990s with There She Goes. I played that in tribute to Janis Long. Now, Janis Long, she was 66 years old. She was actually a groundbreaking broadcaster who helped launch the career over in the UK of bands like The Laws, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and Amy Winehouse, to name a few. And she passed on Christmas Day, 2021. And speaking of people who, again, helped launch careers or just were influential, I'm going to talk about a gentleman who his claim. Call it a claim to fame, but he was a writer, a music critic, and an editor at Rolling Stone. He worked for Crawdaddy, Cream, was a contributing music editor for Fresh Air at WHYY. His name was Ed Ward. He was 72 years old, but he was also one of the founders of South by Southwest. And he passed on May 3rd. My final industry person I just want to highlight while I got the mic on is Ethel Gabriel. She passed away on March 23rd. She was 99 years old. She was a Grammy winner, but she worked for RCA Records. And some bigwig at RCA put her in charge of this label called Camden Records. It's like a budget label, thinking it was just going to fail. And she turned it into a multi-million dollar record label. She was an amazing person, Ethel Gabriel, 99 years old. Or as a lot of people like to say, 99 years young. We got about 17 minutes of this program left. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. This next one is interesting because we just lost Ronnie Spector. We did. In 2022, we lost Ronnie Spector. So expect to maybe hear this song maybe again next year on this program. But believe it or not, she passed away 4 days shy of the 1 year anniversary of losing Phil Spector. So how about we play some Ronettes?
So what? children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
Steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will. But today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so
old. By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
You know, the man who wrote that song, his name was Dave Frischberg, and he just passed away in 2021 at the age of 88 on November 17th. He was a singer-songwriter, he was a jazz pianist. He has had another song. I almost played that instead. I almost played the other song instead, which was called Bernie the Attorney. But I went with his most famous song from Schoolhouse Rocks, and I'm Just a Bill. The singer, Jack Seldon, he passed away a couple years ago. Now we lost Dave as well. Animals in that set of music with their version of House of the Rising Sun. Guitarist Hilton Valentine, which has been said, basically made that their song. That made, I think Eric Burden actually said that. He's like, we own that song because of what Hilton Valentine did on the guitar at the beginning of that song. And I tend to agree that their version is the definitive version of the song. Marvelette's in there as well. Please, Mr. Postman. One of the vocalists, Wanda Young, passed away on December 15th at the age of 78. And start off the entire set with the Ronettes and Be My Baby in tribute to Phil Spector, who passed away on January 16th. Let's remember Phil for the Wall of Sound and his musical contributions, and not the other side of Phil. How about I just say it that way? Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. We are wrapping things up. I got one more song. One more song before the night is over, or the day is over, or my time is over. Just one more song. Before I get into that song, I got to remember, do you remember Top 40 Radio back in the 70s? Yeah, it's vague, but Jay Thurber might, though. So say, okay, Gen Xer. Tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 each and every Saturday for a mix of oldies, newies, and snark. It's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. Also, don't forget, during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each and every day waiting for organ transplants? And most of them are for kidneys. The good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that because they link organ donors with people in need of organs. Now, you don't have to actually donate a kidney or an organ to save a life. You can donate a boat, a car, maybe some real estate. You get a great tax deduction, and you help save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422. I mentioned I might have another cover. Well, this next song is technically a cover because Andrew Gold wrote it. It's going to be in tribute of someone who wasn't a musician, but she was an artist, and she was an icon. I'm talking about How We Lost Betty White 3 weeks before her 100th birthday on New Year's Eve. So in tribute to Betty White, Betty, it's Cynthia Fee. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
trees one night. I was an alien. Turned out to be just God. Thank you.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My love, will I love you so? When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, I feel I have the need to remind you that you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. My name is Paul. I am your host. I want you to know what we're doing for this show. This show, we are paying tribute to artists and performers in the music industry that we lost back in 2021. I caught gone, but not forgotten. And hopefully, I'm paying tribute more than just the big names that maybe made all the headlines. I'm trying to find artists who maybe you didn't know about, you forgot about, you didn't know they were a player. They were a drummer for a big name or something of that nature. So that's what I'm doing. I'm digging around, finding stuff for you to listen to so that we can literally celebrate these people's lives with the contribution they made in the music world. For example, my background music right now is Dr. Lonnie Smith, the master of the Hammond B3 organ. Sadly, we lost Lonnie Smith back in September. I believe it was September 28th. Way too young. Sorry, I wanted the song to end before I segued into my Gene Summers. He was 82 years old. He passed away on September 17th. Who is he? The rockabilly dude.
She wears a straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. That's what my baby wears. She wears a tight skirt.
She wears a tie.